All right, guys. Welcome to Two Thirds Radio. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Well, right now, Emperor Gluteus Maximus is over there in Israel, striking up a deal, trying to figure out how we can attack Iran. So be patient. I'm sure they'll come up with something. And, of course, I'm sure he's promising him another, you know, 15, 20, maybe $100 billion in foreign aid over the coming year that they won't pay back, as always. Probably going to give him a few more nuclear warheads to sell to China. Whoopee! If you listen really carefully, you can actually hear the noise there in the background. CNN is covering it right now, so if you tune it in, especially if you have some computer software there for, you know, altering the audio there, you can actually do a sound enhancement, and you can hear that background sound there. It's very, very clear in the background. Anyway, today, no guest, guys. I'm going to be going off on a rant about the war on the family that's going on and has been going on, focusing particularly around the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. Very interesting revelations that come out of that conference, and it explains a lot about what is, in fact, going on and has been going on for a long time now in this country and abroad. A lot of strange developments that have been taking place ever since the early 90s when that conference happened. There's been a lot of changes in policy here. And so we're now going to start to be able to make sense of what has been going on, why it's been going on, what lies behind it, what the agenda is. It's pretty shocking stuff. Before that, let me just mention again, guys, if you're interested in getting an affordable alternative energy source in your home, solar is the answer, not just any solar, though. This one here is the ultimate. You can take back your power, guys, and produce your own energy. You can keep the savings that you make in the process. There's no rate increase. There's no equipment to purchase, believe it or not. There's no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, and no performance worries. Want more details? I hope you do. I don't see how you wouldn't want more details. Just check out www.join-the-solution.com. Again, that's www.join-the-solution.com. Or you can call them toll-free at 866-276-3975. Again, that's 866-276-3975. Check them out, guys. I don't see why you wouldn't want to with the oil prices outrageous the way they are. I don't think you can lose with this deal. All right, guys, if anyone's interested, I mentioned this yesterday, in reading any of my books, Piercing the Fog and 9/11, The New World Disorder, An Alternative View of This Distant Past, along with several others I got available. You can not only go to lulu.com, that's L-U-L-U.com, and just type in my name when you get there, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. But, you know, if money's an obstacle, as I mentioned yesterday, if there's any titles there that you want or have been wanting, but just don't have the spare cash, just email me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Hurts, of course, is spelled H-E-R-T-Z. And just tell me which title or titles you're interested in, and I can send them off to you as an attachment file. So, you know, I'm not doing this for the money, folks. This information is very important, and I feel that people should have access to it for free if money is a problem. And who doesn't have money problems nowadays? All right, guys, short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com. Herb.com or call 877-327-0365.
All right, guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. The host, Charles Giuliani, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. Before I go into the discussion for today, I thought I'd have a little IQ test here, a little quiz to test your IQ. Don't be too quick to answer these questions. The answers are not as easy as you think. But let's see how you fare on this one. Question number one, how long did the Hundred Years' War last? You think you know the answer? I'll give you a hint. It's not 100 years. It's actually 116 years. How about this one? Which country makes Panama hats? Again, logic would dictate Panama, right? No, wrong again. It's actually Ecuador. How that came about, I'll never know. From which animal do we get catgut? Believe it or not, it's not cats. It's sheep and horses. In which month do Russians celebrate the October Revolution? It's not October. It's November. What is a camel's hairbrush made of? Squirrel fur. Thought you knew that one, huh? The Canary Islands in the Pacific are named after what animal? Not canaries. You ready for this one? Dogs. what was King George VI's first name? was not George. It was Albert. How about this one? What color is a purple finch? Thought it was purple, right? It's crimson. Just a couple more here. Where are Chinese gooseberries from? New Zealand. And last but not least, what is the color of the black box in a commercial airplane? I wouldn't have known this, of course, except for 9/11. It's orange. The black box is orange. How these things came about is another mystery. Maybe we'll save that for another quiz another day. Weird stuff. Anyway, let me go into this discussion here. Yeah, guys, this war on the family is absolutely paramount toward this goal of global domination. One of the main reasons why they've been making so much progress as they have is because they have, in fact, dismantled the family unit, essentially, physically, or at least in the sense of, you know, where people's loyalties are. Families are not loyal like they used to be, even though they might yet still be together. Although a great many families, in case you haven't noticed, aren't together anymore. You know, we now have divorce rate over 50%. So it really doesn't matter to them whether they physically break families up or, you know, have those close ties broken up while yet still living together. It doesn't matter, as long as the family unit is, in fact, broken up. And they have achieved that. It's been actually achieved for quite some time now, and it's only gotten worse as the years have gone on. The family unit is essentially non-existent. And this is absolutely vital for any dictatorship to flourish. You have to wage outright, relentless war on the family. But, of course, you can't do it openly. It's got to be done subtly. And so that's what they've done, very insidiously. Quietly, behind the scenes, this has been happening. You know, they've been introducing things slowly in the media. You know, I mentioned this, I think, last week on another show I did, talking about I Love Lucy. You know, don't get me wrong, I like the show I Love Lucy. I'll still watch old reruns of it once in a while, but I Love Lucy actually played, and I'm not saying that Desi Arnaz or, you know, any of the other actors on that show were privy to this and part of it. No, they didn't know. They're just reading off a script, literally. But the show themes were designed very subtly to introduce the idea of getting wives to, you know, rebel against their husband. And, of course, the shows were cute. They were humorous and very innocent sounding, seeming. But there was an agenda there. It was to get wives to act independently of their husbands and to break up that idea of loyalty and faithfulness and that cohesive unit, you know, where husband and wife would be one and think together. They wanted to create two bosses in the family, one going one direction, one going the other, creating that division. And they've done a brilliant job at it, guys. Of course, the 60s came along, the so-called sexual revolution, and that changed things as well, even worse. And it's just gotten ever progressively, you know, more and more degraded as time has gone on. You know, now that, you know, first they did it with the adult programming. Now the kids programming, of course, where they're outright blatantly advertising rebellion. You know, they're teaching kids that it's cool and popular not to go along with mom and dad. They're so outmoded, old fashioned. Mom and dad, you just don't get it. You're not with the times. How many times have you heard these themes in kids' shows? Of course, it gets worse than that now. They're outright sarcastic and sassing back, and you see that emulated in the real world. And, of course, mom and dad, in many cases now, are afraid to do anything to Junior because the system is set up now that, you know, you can't discipline your kids anymore like you used to. And, you know, half the time the kids don't get the message anyway because they're too doped up on Ritalin or some other psychotropic drug. And, of course, the parents themselves are strung out on Prozac or Melaril or whatever else, Zoloft. So half the time they don't even care.
Junior isn't home yet? Well, it's only 4 hours since after school. We'll call him in another couple hours. He only needs to be home by 10 o'clock for bedtime.
I mean, that's the average mentality with parents today. And this is all by design, guys. There has been, and it's high time we wake up to it, a relentless war that's been waged on the family. We're now seeing the outgrowth of this right in your face. It cannot be denied anymore. People didn't see it coming because it was gradual. It was subtle. But now we've reached a point where it's very obvious. It's right in your face. And if people don't start waking up and turning this thing around and regaining the control over their lives, over their families, reuniting and you know, strengthening those family units again, getting the kids to sit down for supper all together at the table. You know the old Walton show? Remember that? That's how a family is supposed to function. Everybody sits down at the table. You discuss the day's events. Any difficulties you're going through, you know, advice is offered. There's no respect anymore. Parents aren't respected. Grandparents aren't respected. In fact, they're laughed at. This is all, again, guys, by design, as we're going to see today. We have come a long ways. We've really fallen from the ideal of what, you know, life is supposed to be. They've done a good job, guys. They've destroyed everything that was good and wholesome and sacred. In this country, that made this country great. They've totally torn it apart, and at the heart of this has been the attack on the family.
Excuse me. Oh, boy.
They always come in twos, those things, don't they? Anyway, one of the main avenues that they have worked through to achieve this sinister goal, again, has been, I mentioned this before, believe it or not, the women's rights movement. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not a chauvinist, you know, the fact is, the women's rights movement, guys, was not started by women. It was started by men, very corrupt men, who want to manipulate women, who want to get women out in the workforce so they can exploit them. They see them as another resource to be taken advantage of. And so that's what the women's lib movement has always been about from day one. They were encouraging women, beginning back in the 50s and 60s, become career-oriented. Take control of your life. You know, don't be stuck in the house all day. Let yourself stagnate. You see, they were waging war against this important function of the wife in the home to, you know, to be there for the kids when they got home from school, to raise them. They wanted women out in the workforce, too, of course, to exploit them, yeah, to make money off of them, but also to break up the family unit. That's the real big agenda here, the most important aspect of this whole women's liberation thing, to break up the family. And of course, they've created a necessity for it now. Originally, it was just to encourage women to think selfishly, go out and earn an extra income so now you don't have to depend on your husband giving you money. You can have your own money and go off and do your own thing. Well, now the economy has gotten so bad, most women who work today work because they have to. Hubby doesn't bring home enough money. They're forced into it. And this has served them very well, guys. The family unit is a shambles. It's a mess. Neither mom and dad are there. You hear about these latchkey kids. Well, there you go. Mom and dad are both working. They're not home when Junior gets out of school. So Junior is stuck there for, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 hours, whatever. You know, if they're working overtime. Mom and dad don't get home until 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night, just in time to kiss them before bed. And they don't know what went on. If they're real little, of course, they go right from the government-controlled and regulated school to the government-controlled and regulated daycare center. Mom and dad will pick them up just in time again to bring them home and put them to bed. So mom and dad doesn't see Junior more than, you know, 5 or 10 minutes a day in some cases, in a lot of cases, literally. They'll see them in the morning for a few minutes, get them off to school, and then pick them up in time to take them home. I mean, they're spending the whopping majority of their time with the government-controlled schools and the government-controlled daycare center workers. Those are the ones who are raising their kids. All right, guys. Break. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Continuing our discussion here on the war against the family. You know, as the as kids have been dumped off at daycare centers after school, as this trend has continued and increased over the years, the government, of course, has moved in to fill that gap. The government created that gap in the first place, so that it could turn around and fill it, you know. And you, so you've got all of these special ed teachers now. Every school in the country, everywhere you go now, they got a school psychologist, a special ed teacher, and everything is all geared around behavioral modification. Parents, while you slept, while you snoozed away, while you were busy working extra time, overtime, you know, to pay all those outrageous bills as they deliberately raise the cost of living to create the need for all that overtime. All the while you were kept busy, they've been pulling all kinds of scams in the schools, all directed by Washington, and ultimately all directed by the UN, as we're going to see here in a few minutes. The UN comes up with all this, and then they hand it on to Washington, and then Washington implements it all over the country, because Washington, in case you haven't noticed, has hijacked the education system in this country. They're running the whole show. That's not supposed to be how education is run, along with a whole lot of other things. It's supposed to be run by the local states, the local communities. But no, everything's being dictated centrally now from Washington, or better yet, from Wall Street. But, you know, as parents have been taken more and more and more away from their kids, El Governmente, regulating the schools and the daycare center, has moved in to fill that gap. So now your kids are getting raised with a completely different set of moral standards from what you were raised with. This is all, again, by design. Now they get the women in the workforce, not only to break up the families, but, of course, to exploit them. Yeah, I got to throw this in there, too. The same is the case with mentally handicapped individuals who have been dumped into the workforce. They want to exploit them, too, guys. Don't think for one moment when you go to your local grocery store and you see someone with MR or Down syndrome bagging your groceries that this is such a wonderful thing that society is doing. They're helping these people get some independence and some pride and getting them a job. You know, it might do that for them. It might benefit them. Yeah, it is giving them a sense of pride. But it's not out of the goodness of their hearts that they've done this. I can guarantee you that right now. The real purpose, the real aim behind this, and it's going on all over the country, only in just the past, you know, 7 or 8 years or so. Or past 10 or 15, I guess. I started like the early 90s. The whole reason for doing this, folks, is to exploit these people. That's all there is to it. Let's call it what it is. It's exploitation of mentally handicapped people to suck every dollar, you know, to get them into the workforce, to get them working. And it's cheap labor, too. They love it. It's not nothing to do with their interest. Don't think that for a single moment. It's cheap labor for big business, just like getting the women in the workforce to exploit them. It's more human resources to exploit. That's not psychological warfare, is it, that little term? They throw it right in your face. You're considered a resource. They actually call their personnel departments now human resources. Unbelievable. Right in your face. You're an exploitable resource. Like, you know, a mine. You go into a mine and you mine the copper or the bauxite or whatever to be used, to be exploited, to make a profit. That's what you are. They're mining the human supply. To get what they can out of it, to make what they can off of it. So they got women in the workforce, they got mentally handicapped people in the workforce. And, you know, ultimately, guys, if you're not employable, if you're so handicapped that you can't even bag groceries, you will eventually be marked for extermination. And again, this is not my words, it's theirs. Their own documents attest to it. This is where they want to take us. And, you know, the Terry Schiavo thing, I got to mention that. That's a push toward this, just like the Kevorkian thing. You know, that was a push toward it. They were hoping that people would accept that. Of course, it didn't work, so they had to make it look like they're opposed to it and eventually did arrest the guy. But, you know, now they're doing it through the Terry Schiavo thing. I mean, here it was. This wasn't some crackpot doctor doing this now. This was the government itself murdering this woman. For 2 weeks, they starved her and dehydrated her to death, and they were so adamant on killing her that a 10-year-old kid who tried to bring water in, of course, that wouldn't have saved her life. She didn't have the ability to drink the water, but nevertheless, here he was trying to bring water to her to save her life, and they arrested him. Nobody was allowed to do anything that could even hint at trying to save her life. They were sending a message, we're going to kill anybody anytime we want. And you're not going to stop us. This is what they want. This is where they're taking it. And guys, they do it all the time. I've mentioned this on previous shows. Elderly people in major hospitals, right here in near me in the Worcester UMass Medical Center, and you know it's one of the biggest hospitals in Massachusetts. Works in conjunction with some of the major medical facilities in Boston, where we have you know the top hospitals in the world. And here they are. They have been doing this now since the mid to late 90s that I know of, probably before that. But they've been pulling the plug on and injecting with deadly doses of morphine elderly patients that are terminally ill. The insurance companies don't want to pay anymore, so they're just popping them off, guys. They're doing it all the time. So here we are. We're heading toward that ultimate aim of eugenics, is to get rid of the useless eaters that can't be exploited in the workforce. All right, guys, short break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. You know, I want to make it clear, once again, you know, when I talk about women's lib, I'm not against, you know, a lot of the women who are fighting for women's liberation. Women have, to a large extent, been treated like crap over the decades. You know, up until the 1920s, they couldn't even vote, for crying out loud. They weren't even considered citizens. They, you know, were treated basically like the blacks were treated, as subhuman. So, I mean, there has been a need for, you know, a push for women to be granted more rights in society. But what I'm pointing out here is that the women's rights movement or the women's liberation movement was hijacked from the beginning. In fact, a lot of the oppression was created for that purpose, so that, you know, women would rise up. But in doing so, what they got them to do was to become so liberated that now the family unit has become broken up. You know, if a woman wants to go out and get a job, that's fine. I'm not against that. I'm just saying that, you know, they're getting exploited. They're getting taken advantage of. It wasn't enough to use men. They wanted to use women, too. They wanted to exploit them. And in doing so, again, to break up the family. And this is what's happened. Kids are missing out on that vital upbringing that they got from the mother with, you know, no government could ever, and that's not their intention, of course, but no government could ever replace the mother and her endearing love. And because the kids are missing out on that to a large extent, they're not with their mother that much anymore. You know, they're in the daycare center. they're growing up devoid of that, and it's having tremendous negative effects on kids. It really is. You can see it. Kids don't feel loved because they're not around their parents to be loved. And, of course, a lot of the parents don't even have love themselves because they're so strung up on the dope because they're depressed. They got to work so much to make ends meet. So they're on psychotropic medications just like their kids. It's a mess, guys. Society has become one big, whopping, disgusting mess. And these guys are laughing the whole way because this is exactly what they wanted. They're getting exactly what they had intended decades ago. They're getting a dumbed-down, doped-up society that has been reduced to the lowest common denominator, as Lenin had called for. And it's all, again, by design. This has been scientifically orchestrated, and it's absolutely disgusting. People, it's time to wake up and see what's been done to us and put a stop to it. Get off the dope. Get your kids off the dope. If you can, you know, get them out of the education, so-called education system, or at least make sure that you're deprogramming them from the crap that they're getting fed in the education system, because that's all it is. It's all it's ever been. But it certainly is getting worse now. Watch what they watch on TV. Watch the videos, especially the music videos. Watch the rap that they're listening to. Put a C in front of it, and that tells you what it is they're listening to. It's crap, guys. Horrendous stuff. Most, 90%, if not more, of the stuff that's out there, the rap music that's out there today, is absolutely disgusting. Not just because of the vulgarity, you know, the swears, but the degraded moral standards that kids' minds are being fed with through this junk. It's unbelievable. And again, this is all part of the plan. Anyway, coming back to, the women's lib movement and the role it plays in all of this, the war on the family, a very revealing article appeared in The Nation, which had this to say a couple decades back. Feminism is not just an issue or a group of issues. It is the cutting edge of a revolution in cultural and moral values. The objective of every feminist reform, from legal abortion to the ERA to child care programs, is to undermine traditional family values. There you have it, folks. Did you catch that? And that is a fact. The whole agenda behind all of this, the ERA, Equal Rights Amendment, it sounds great, right? Women want equal rights. Yeah. Then it is great. But look at where it's taken us. Look at the extreme that they've brought it to. It's not just equal rights that was the agenda behind all of this. It was to break up the family. Wifey becomes independent now. She doesn't support her husband. She goes off and does her own thing. And, of course, now husbands are doing that, too. They don't care what the wife thinks. They're going to do what they want. This is exactly where, and look how many marriages are a shambles right now. If it doesn't result in the divorce or separation, you can have a divorce or separation while yet living with your partner today. And that's how most families are, unfortunately. They really are. Don't just look at the statistics of, 50%+ ending in divorce. Look at how many marriages are an absolute mess. And the kids aren't stupid. They see this. They know something is wrong. And it has terrible effects on them as they get older. They're going to have messed up marriages, not only because of the way society is, but because of the way that they were brought up. All by freaking design. Oh, it enrages me when I think of this, that these scoundrels have set this up deliberately. And they're sitting there laughing. They love it, guys. They love it. They actually absolutely get off on this. These disgusting inhuman pigs. Pieces of trash. Well, I got some news for them. They're not getting away with it. Oh, they are for now, and they have been for quite some time. But eventually, you pieces of scum, you are going to pay for what you're doing. Don't worry, you are going to pay. Oh, yeah. You're going to pay for what you've done. How many millions of lives that you've destroyed. How many kids that you've gotten into drugs, gotten them so depressed. How many kids have committed suicide taking your filthy trash Ritalin? I hope you do know, folks, that one of the side effects of Ritalin is suicide. And yet they put kids on it that they think might be suicidal to prevent them from committing suicide. They'll put them on Ritalin when suicide is one of the side effects. Of course, you look at some of the other side effects, aberrant behaviors, severe mood swings, temperamentalness. And that's what they put kids on the stuff for in the first place, too. Unbelievable. Ooh, he's not suicidal enough. He's not temperamental enough. Let's put him on Ritalin. That'll really kick it into high gear. But please recognize what this quote just said, that the ERA, this push for abortion, all of this stuff is designed to break up the family, to destroy family values, to destroy your moral standards. Henry Macau wrote an article that appeared on newswithviews.com. Remember, I had, a couple months back, I had, Dennis Cuddy on. He's someone else that writes quite heavily for them. Back on May 1st of 2002, he wrote an article called Gloria Steinem. She was a charmer. Gloria Steinem, How the CIA Used Feminism to Destabilize Society. In this article, here's what he had to say. And yes, folks, yes, the CIA has played a major role in that as well. And here's what he said. In the 1960s, the elite media invented second wave feminism as part of the elite agenda to dismantle civilization and create a new world order. CIA was entirely behind this. Why should that surprise us, guys? Look at MKUltra. Look at how they utilized millions upon millions of our tax dollars in the 50s, 60s, 70s. I'm sure they're still doing it now, more covertly, of course, but used our tax dollars to engage in mind control experiments, to learn how to control people. And they had you thinking when this thing blew open that as bad as it was, as sinister as it was, well, it was all for the best interest of our country. We wanted to learn how to use this technology on foreign spies to make sure that they weren't sabotaging or sacrificing our national security. When in reality, all that this was designed to be used against you and I. How to control the public so that we could impose tyranny on them and they wouldn't know how to resist us or even care to resist us if they did. So a big part of that, guys, was how to break up the family. The CIA played a major role in this, and of course still does. Destroying the family, guys, naturally involves destroying respect for the institution of marriage. And again, we see that in this country, the complete breakdown of the institution. It's, more than 50% ending in divorce. Here's an interesting quote from a 1971 treaty called The Document, Declaration of Feminism, which stated, quote, marriage is the institution that has failed us, and we must work to destroy it. The nuclear family must be replaced with a new form of family where individuals live and work together to help meet the needs of all people in the society. With the destruction of the nuclear family must come a new way of looking at children. They must be seen as the responsibility of the entire society rather than individual parents. Did you catch that? To break up the family, you have to make rearing kids, or at least make it look like you're interested in rearing kids, as a societal responsibility and no longer confined to the individual parents. Guys, this is precisely what Hillary Clinton's book a few years ago was, entitled It Takes a Village. It's all a part of the fulfilling of quotes like this. Keep in mind, the quote I just read goes back to 1971, and here she comes out with a book back in the 90s, It Takes a Village, to propagandize, to brainwash people into accepting the idea of more and more government intrusion into how you raise your kids. And so now you have all these social workers that go out. A great whopping percentage of families now in this country are beholden to government, close government scrutiny and intervention. Constantly in fear that the SS agents, or should I say DSS, excuse me, are going to come tramping through their home and citing them because, ooh, you didn't pick up a toy off the floor, and that's a hazard. Ooh, this is extremely dangerous. They do this stuff all the time, guys. If they want to make you a target, they'll come in and they'll, you know, they'll find one toy you didn't get picked up, and they'll say it's a hazard. Oh, a young child could trip on this and get seriously injured. You're not a fit parent. And they'll take your kids away. And then they'll put them up for adoption and make fat wads of cash because the federal government pays out between $25,000 and $250,000 a year to the abducting agency. It's become quite a lucrative business. So, you know, the child welfare agencies love it because they're making fat wads of cash, but the federal government loves it because they're breaking up the families. They're taking kids away. And now they can indoctrinate these kids in the state-controlled, you know, foster care homes. And, you know, statistics show, in fact, the government's own statistics show that kids in foster care are three times more likely to be abused in foster care than they were if they were left in their own home. And, of course, you know, look at the trauma the kids are exposed to, taken away from their parents. But they want that, you see. That's what MKUltra was all about. You subject people to trauma, and then they're more easily open to suggestion and control. So they get these kids traumatized, getting taken away from their parents. Then they get abused. Guys, I'm telling you, a lot of foster care parents have been known to have been abusive in the past, physically, sexually abusive to kids. And yet they wind up being foster parents. I'm not kidding. This is going on all over the country. And they are deliberately allowing this to happen because they want these kids to be abused so that later they become easy cannon fodder for the military meat market. Oh, God in heaven, man. I just get so disgusted when I read up on this stuff. And what disgusts me even more is you tell this to people, you try to wake them up and have them see what's going on, and they call you a crazy conspiracy nut. Well, you just keep thinking that. And when they come and get your kids and haul them away someday, I'm going to tell you, I told you so. Anyway, but did you catch that? Children must be seen as the responsibility of an entire society, i.e. government control. They'll make it look like it's in the, you know, it's the society that's doing this. It's best for society. It's best for the ones running the society, guys. So get yourself a copy of It Takes a Village today so that you can be convinced it's a good thing for the government to take your kids away and or at least control how your kids are raised if you do happen to keep them in your home, if they let you keep them in your home. You know where this is heading, don't you? They've been talking about this for decades. Eventually, they're going to have parents be licensed, certified by the state. They're going to have to grant you permission to see if you're worthy of being a parent or not. Are you raising them properly the way the state dictates? If not, well, you're going to have your kids taken away. Or if you don't have kids yet, you won't be allowed to have them. You'll be selected for sterilization. Again, I'm not making this up, guys. This comes from their own documents. The game of state-sponsored child snatching, child abduction that I was just talking about, where out-of-control child welfare agencies have been snatching kids, guys, from their parents. It's been going on again for several decades now. This is all part of their agenda, breaking up the family, getting control of how youth are raised, raising them according to government sleazy standards, making you look like you're a criminal. And, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying there aren't parents out there that aren't fit to be. But you see, initially, those are the ones they targeted. Those are the ones they went after that nobody would complain about. Oh, look, they're on drugs or they're alcoholics. Yeah. They should have their kids taken away. But you see, that's how they got this thing accepted. They always do this stuff this way. They'll first target out-of-control parents, and then, you know, they'll do it all the time, all over the place, and nobody will complain about it. But then gradually they'll start changing it. And you know, it's like the gun grab game. Right now they got laws passed against people who have mental disorders. Well, nobody's going to argue that, right? Yeah. Nobody with a mental disorder should have guns. But then they start broadening it. Then they go after women who were raped. Oh, didn't you go see a psychiatrist after you were raped? Well, yeah, of course I did. You know, anybody who's a victim of rape does that. Oh, but that shows that you have a history of mental instability. You can't own a gun. You see? And then they keep broadening it and broadening it. Next thing you know, they're going after everybody's guns. This is how it works, kids. Conditioning. Oh, boy. So, abolition of the family, guys. You shouldn't be surprised to discover is something that Karl Marx, and particularly his little bed buddy, Friedrich Engels, had called for. In his 1884 book, The Origin of the Family, Private Property and the State, Engels had this to say about destruction of the family. Listen to this. This is where all of this stems from, guys. He said, the first condition for the liberation of the wife is to bring the whole female sex back into public industry. And this, in turn, demands the abolition of the monogamous family as the economic unit of society. Do you not see that what has been going on, particularly since the 50s and beefing up into the 60s, is all by design and is in direct fulfillment of what was called for by Engels? This is communism right in your beloved U.S. of A., folks. Getting women into the workforce. This is their words, not mine. It's all by design, kids. This is a decades-old agenda. What it's done to me to lose the love I knew could safely lead me through.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frederick Engels. He goes on to say, private housekeeping is transformed into a social industry. The care and education of the children becomes a public affair. Society looks after all children alike, whether they are legitimate or not. You see what he's saying here? This is just what I was talking about before the break. You know, they go after the illegitimate children, the parents that are on drugs, and, you know, nobody complains about that. But ultimately, the goal is to go after all children, to make all parents targets that aren't playing the little game. And this was called for, this is back in the 1880s. Engels was calling for this. State intrusion into the rearing of all children, whether legitimate or not. The state will be involved. It'll be dictating everything. More and more, guys, this is becoming the case. And as long as we are, you know, asleep to this, not aware of it, it's going to continue to get worse. Right in the Communist Manifesto itself, by the way, I should point out, we find a specific call for abolition of the family. Those exact words are found in there. Do you see where all of this comes from, guys? This is communism. You know, you talk about the central bank we have, the graduating income tax. Those are major planks of the Communist Manifesto. Gun control comes out of there. Centralized education system comes out of there. All of this stuff. Right out of the Communist Manifesto. You want to understand what's going on in this country, why it's such a screwed up mess? Read the Communist Manifesto. All right, let's talk about the UN now. This is where it really kicks into high gear. Let's talk about their role in all of this, the role that they've played in destroying the family. One particular measure that the UN has undertaken in pursuit of this goal, destruction of the family, occurred on November 20th, 1989, when the General Assembly unanimously voted in favor of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. Oh, it sounds so good, doesn't it? The rights of the child. Oh, yes, every child has rights. We need to enforce that. But let's look more closely at what this really entails. It outlined what has become the UN's official policy on child rights. Article 3 of this convention states that in all actions concerning children, the best interest of the child shall be the primary consideration. Well, that sounds so endearing, doesn't it? Oh, how lovely. Yes, we don't need to read any further. That statement there just blesses my heart, and so I'm going to support anything the UN does regarding children, right? That's what they want you to think. But you continue to read on, and you realize there's something else going on here way beyond concern for children. In fact, child's concern is not at all entered into the equation here, as we'll see. Nothing is actually mentioned anywhere in this whole document about the parents being the ones to decide or even play a role in the decision of what is in the best interest of the child. Guess who decides who is in the best interest of the child? The UN, of course, that drafted up this phony document. Article 4 goes on to make some interesting statements. We'll pick up there when we get back, guys. Got another short break. Stick with us.
With recent internet